Now, the point I want to make, and here's the crucial point of this whole problem, what can we do with these forms now? What has the modern world to do with all this archaic stuff? The point I want to make is that in our educating of people, and in our notion of what a responsible adult is, we do not have the idea that he is one who simply accepts the authority of the past and carries it on into the future. We do not move simply from "I want" of the infant to the "thou shalt" of the authority. We ask for a self-responsible agent. One who acts out of his own responsibility. A self-responsible evaluator of his environment, even a critic of his environment, who then initiates new aims, new purposes, new possibilities. In other words, a creative individual. Our notion, and there's something very poignant about this, because we've come to a period that we begin to think of, many of us, as being divested of creative impulse. Yet our ideal is of the creative individual, the individual who does not simply repeat in perfection what has been received from the great past, but one who becomes an initiator, a center, a spark of new things. The society has a tough time absorbing this, and I think it's become particularly conspicuous recently. I think one has to have sympathy all around here. The initiating individual and the social structure which has to go on absorbing these new forces, new powers. It's an interaction that the old traditional societies never, as far as we know, had to face. One can theorize and discuss this way and that way the problem of the origins of all this. In my view, it seems to have originated with the Greek idea of the human individual. In the traditional societies, you don't have the concept of an individual. You have the concept, rather, of an organ in an organism, a tissue in an organ, the individual cell in a tissue. Each of us in those societies is a cell. So the caste system of India, the first caste, the kshatriya, are compared to the head of the social organism. The first caste, the Brahmins, to the head of the social organism. The second caste, the governing caste, the kshatriya, to the arms holding the weapons. The third estate, the third caste, the vaishya, the substantive class, the substantial class of money and property, to the torso and guts, and the shudra, or artisan and peasant caste, to the legs that support the whole society. And the question is asked, what if the legs should wish to be the head? This is disaster. The idea in India of the mixture of castes as being the end of order, like cancer, where the cells forget their function, is absolutely basic to the idea of the old traditional societies. We don't have that idea. We ask for cancer, so to say, with the notion that cancer and the disintegration of order is the promise of new things. These are two totally different views, and the Orient hasn't had the slightest notion of it and is having a horrendous time trying to assimilate this idea. I've spoken of the first, our mystical function of mythology. The second, the cosmological, which I will speak about again later, since with our sciences we've disintegrated the old cosmologies. The sociological function, which also has to be regarded as no longer functioning as it used to. since society has become something no society ever was before. And finally, the psychological, where in our notion of the maturity, the ideal of the individual, we have totally transformed the old ideas. But the psychological has to go on to still another point. And here we get back to something that all men have had to face. Not only from the stage of dependency to responsibility, responsibility either in the traditional sense of one who does what he was told to do and now stands for that, or in the contemporary sense of one who is a self-responsible acting agent. But there is also another stage, namely that of the transit from maturity to senility and failing powers. Just about when you've learned what your instructors have told you to learn, just about the time when you begin to be informed to govern and direct, you begin to lose your grip. Mind fails to remember things. The hands drop things. You find yourself more tired than you were at the end of the day. Sleep becomes a much more congenial thought than action, and you're beginning to drop out. Furthermore, another very vigorous generation with a different hairdo has come along, and you think, well, let them have it. The mythologies have to take care of this dropout situation.